Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, Tax the Rich reports that the government is being advised to put more financial pressure on the wealthy. Head of the Breast Screen Check Screening Service, Fiona Murphy, joins us in the studio shortly. Nearly 200,000 people don't have a bank account. Adam Maguire looks at life without one. Brian O'Connell investigates parking charges at Ireland's children's hospitals. And Shea Byrne has been practicing his line dancing steps and his made-to-order Stetson is almost ready. He's going to talk all things Garth Brooks. That's coming up a little bit later on. 51551 is our text number. You can email today, cb@rte.ie, or on Twitter. We are at Today with Claire. First this morning, they sat me down, put me on the phone with their fraud department, and it just got worse and worse and worse. My AIB account was hacked and my life savings absolutely raided. That was part of an account posted on social media last night by my first guest this morning, Niall Fitzmaurice, who is the victim of a significant banking scam over the past few days. And it's a stark warning to people of all ages just how easily this can happen, how convincing scammers are, how careful we all need to be all of the time. And Niall joins me on the line now. Good morning, Niall.
Morning, Claire.
So take us through what happened. You got a call on Monday this week warning you about activity on your account. Will you tell me firstly about that phone call?
Yeah, so I got the call on Monday and yeah, they said there'd been some unusual activity and it was after 6 o'clock, so I Googled the number just to make sure. It was a Dublin landline, but I Googled it and it said AIB helpline. And so I spoke to him and he started listing a number of transactions and I said, no, none of them were authorised by me. And then he kept going and he then listed ones that were me. He said, were you in this Tesco and spent this amount, and then Euro Spar and spent this amount, which were correct. And he listed the details, which were all correct, and then told me about the ones that had gone through, and I started panicking a bit, and he said it was okay, they could be cancelled, but I would just also need to cancel my online account, which they'd obviously got into, and my cards as well. And so he talked me through what to do, said the transactions were being cancelled, and then just to cancel my card, I needed to... Yeah, he had all my details, but the only thing I needed to do is that he didn't need any pins or passwords. The only thing that he needed was just for me to use my AIB card reader and just to put my card into that and put in the pin just to prove I was the card holder. And so I did that and I gave him the folder's instructions and gave him the number that the card reader gave me, which he said was to confirm that, and said then that was cancelled and there'd be new cards in the post. Tomorrow.
Okay, so you obviously, Niall, you were sceptical about that phone call because you said you Googled the number and you could see that it was an AIB number, but you were then convinced that it really was the bank because you had taken that precautionary measure, and also they were able to tell you about legitimate charges that you had placed on your own account. So at that point on Monday, you were fairly sure that this was AIB, but then the next day you were in work. And we should say you actually work here at RTE, as it happens. And you were telling your colleagues about the call and the fact you were glad that this scam had been spotted.
Yeah. Yeah, I was you know, almost laughing about it yesterday. I was having lunch and telling them all about it. And then just during lunch, I got another call from AIB saying that €1,000 was just about to be transferred out. And I said, yeah, I got the call yesterday, but they had blocked those transfers. And then there was kind of a pause for a minute on the phone. And he said, sorry, no, we didn't call you yesterday. And he talked me through everything that the person on Monday had said to me. And I said, yes, that's exactly what happened. And he said, no, that they were the fraud. They were the fraud people.
Okay. So the call you got yesterday was from AIB. The call you got on Monday was not from AIB.
No.
What happened then?
Well, then he advised me. He said the AIB guy, said he blocked that last transaction, but some had already gone through, and that I should get to an AIB branch as soon as possible. and talk to someone there and make identification. And so I left work and I went to the nearest AIB branch, and they sat me down and said, right, we'll put you in touch with our fraud department now. And so I was on the phone for quite a while with them, and they were just taking me through everything, and it just kept going. They just kept saying this amount was transferred, then that amount was transferred, and all this money had been moved around and new accounts set up, and apparently they had been in the account since Saturday, and they had moved, they had been transferring all my funds from my savings account to my current and my credit card, and then after they got the code on Monday, that what that did was authenticate large transfers. So once they had that, all the large transfers started going, and all the money they'd moved from my current account, all the money that had been moved from my current and credit account just went flying out.
Do you want to tell us roughly how much it was, Niall?
It was between 10,000 and 15,000, closer to the latter.
And this represented your savings?
Yeah, that was all in my savings account, which I've been saving up for mortgage and just, you know, putting any penny I can save into it for the last few years.
You must have been sick to the pit of your stomach when you got the phone call at lunchtime, and then when they were sat you down in the bank to tell you what had happened.
Yeah, I was panicking when I got the phone call, because at first I thought it had been a few hundred euro, and then that was fake. And then at lunchtime he told me it was about to be 1,000 and some had already gone out, so I was panicking. And then when I was in the branch talking to the fraud department, the amount just increased and just kept increasing. And then when I finally got back into my account, I was just able to go back on to my app, and I could just see the balance, and it had just taken such a massive dip.
Look, everybody's experienced a cost of living crisis, and you've just moved back to Dublin and this happens.
Yeah, I was in Cork the last few years, but I've just moved back up here, and it's kind of just getting settled and getting ready to get back into living in Dublin and find new accommodation and everything. And
it's just incredibly difficult. So you had to report this to the Gardaí, and you've told your family about it too, clearly.
Yeah, I went to the Gardaí directly after after the AIB branch, and they took my details but kind of told me I'd be better off talking to somebody else, and they said I wasn't the nearest station to where I was currently staying, and at that stage I was done for the day, so I went home and called the family and sat there with my head in my hands.
Destroyed by it.
Yeah.
You've been on the phone to AIB, I know, in the last hour or so. Do they have any update for you as to where this is going to go?
Yeah, they just called me just before you there, saying that the person I was talking to there was from the transfers section, and they were able to confirm that all the transfers would be, they went through them again with me as I had done yesterday, confirming all the ones that were not me, and they said they would be returned hopefully by the end of the day.
So they can stop some of those transfers now?
Yeah, and the transfers will be returned, but then there was also a large sum that went into my credit account and went out, and so they said that has to be investigated further by the fraud department, so they couldn't confirm.
Okay, but is the likelihood that you're going to get this money back, all of it back?
Yeah, the likelihood. They said I should have all the transfers back by today, and then the credit will just take a bit longer, but I hopefully should get it all back.
Yeah, but surely that must make you feel so much better knowing that it's coming back, right?
Yeah, definitely. I just had to, you know, ask them again and again and again. Just think, the fraud department was very good, but I was just so shocked, in such shock. I was just like,
And you're like most of us, you know, you feel I'll never fall victim to this. I'm aware of the messages coming in on my phone. I'm aware of these scam phone calls. And yet here you are today.
Yeah, I'm 31 years old and I think of myself as quite tech savvy and, you know, always help my parents and older relatives and stuff if they were having issues with anything. And so I was just yesterday, I was saying I never thought I would be the victim of something like this, but they were just so convincing and so good at what they did.
We have a statement in from AIB in the last few minutes. They say, we investigate all instances on a case-by-case basis. In this instance, the customer will not be liable and will be fully reimbursed. And I'm sure that's a great comfort, Niall, for you to hear that this morning.
Definitely.
So they go on to say very sophisticated fraudsters target people by sending text messages claiming to be AIB and or other legitimate companies. AIB never send links in unsolicited texts or emails requesting online banking and card details or for the return of a card. We urge customers to be vigilant at all times. Never click on a link that appears in a thread and give their details. We urge customers to contact us as soon as possible if they feel they may be victim of a scam. Unfortunately, in some cases, it may be too late and the payment has already been received by the fraudsters and withdrawn from the fraudulent account. I just want to bring in Ronan Murphy, who's CEO of Smart Tech. Ronan, thanks very much for joining us on this. If you get one of these text messages, which includes a link, and you click on that link, is it too late at that point? Have you done the damage?
Good morning, Claire. What Niall has experienced now is all too common. And hackers are no longer content with just phishing emails. They're focusing a lot of effort on this particular type of scam, which we refer to as smishing. And obviously, as you said, it's to entice people to click on the link. Now, this is big business, right? This generated over $100 million for these guys in 2021, and it's growing quite substantially already this year. But it's multi-phased in the approach and it's scattergun in nature, right? So what they do is they target a victim and they assume, as in Niall's case, that they're with a specific bank. Now, when you think about Ireland, it's quite easy because we really only have, you know, two banks. So there's a 50% success rate that when you get the text, you're with Bank of Ireland or you're with AIB. Now, they use what's called SMS spoofing. So it's the act of replacing the fraudster's number with a text message or a telephone call, which appears to be coming from AIB in this case or any other institution which they're trying to represent. Now, typically those messages are going to be looking for information. They're going to claim that there's urgent action needed. They're going to ask you to click on a link or they're going to redirect you to a website. Now, the second phase of that attack is also spoofing of telephone numbers, where they're going to receive the telephone call from somebody where they're now going to hack the human. So you've gone out of the digital realm, you've gone into actually hacking the individual. You need to convince them that what is happening is legit, and they're going to look to try and get you to cancel your account and set up a new account. But the banks have implemented security to try and circumvent this happening. And typically, for example, with AIB, they're going to give you card readers and so forth, and this is what we call multi-factor authentication. If these guys can get the victim, or the target in this case, to disclose the kind of unique 8-digit codes which these devices spit out when they're trying to change or transfer funds, then you're in serious trouble.
Yeah, because they have the key then to all of your money. But just going back to the number spoofing, that's the bit that surprised me about Niall's story, that he went to the trouble when he got the phone call purporting from AIB of Googling that number and it looked legitimate to him.
Yeah, so I mean, I could send you a text message now, and I could spoof that it's coming from your editor or your husband or your friends. It's very easily done, and unfortunately, it's a restraint on how the telecom networks are architected in Europe. It's a huge problem, but spoofing that's been around for many years. It's just they've learned now how to commercialize it from a scam perspective, and that's where a lot of people fall victim to it. And to make matters worse, when you spoof a number and it comes, a text message or a telephone call comes through, it'll actually even be filtered by your device into an existing channel. So, for example, if you've had direct communication with a utility provider or a bank in previous correspondence, the fraudster's message will actually be redirected into that channel. So it looks legit. I mean, people can fall for it quite easily.
What do you do? Is it always the best advice if you get a call purporting to be from the bank that you say, I'll call you back?
Absolutely. I mean, you need to be so aware and so vigilant about this. I mean, not to digress, but 2 weeks ago, Apple announced a very serious vulnerability in their operating system, and hackers could exploit your entire iPad, your phone, or your Mac laptop by simply redirecting somebody to a website. They could take 100% control of it. So, as I was saying to your researcher, as this becomes more complex, software vendors will issue software updates. That's not this specific issue here. But it just means that when somebody sends you a link, when they send you whether it's on social media or it's on a message, you never click on that link. Mm-hmm. Because the consequences, even if you share data with them or not, the consequences can be profound.
Okay. And Niall, the reason you're talking about this today, and I know you're embarrassed and you're in shock, but you just want to let people know how easy it can happen. You know, even if you're very aware, which you were, because we know you Googled the number and so on, it happened to you.
Yeah, and as he was saying there, they were actually in my account even before I had got the call, because I got that text, which was on the thread with all the official AIB texts, and I hadn't even noticed it. But they'd been in my account since Saturday, and that's how they had all my details and had moved stuff even before I got the call. So they were just 10 steps ahead of me.
All right. And we're getting so many people getting in touch with us who've had those text messages or who have been scammed. Well, here's somebody saying this incident highlights how important it is to keep the doors of the bank open and not force people online. AIB also directing us today towards their online security centre, which can be accessed at aib.ie/security-centre. And the key information in their latest update for this month is criminals are targeting customers by sending text messages or calling you pretending to be AIB. Be careful and never click a link in a text message and never share your card reader codes or one-time passcodes. Niall, we wish you well. I hope you get all your money back. It seems that you will. Thanks very much for talking to us about it. That's Niall Fitzmaurice and Roland Murphy, CEO of Smart Tech.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.